Play this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We only bear witness when we testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah is the seer of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. Excuse us for being late, but we're coming from a trip from Bennett, so we're going to go on and get started with our Blog Talk Radio station coming out of California on the authority of Amin Muhammad. Come, and this is Brother Abdullah Akbar, coming from Decatur, Georgia, and also my other co-host worker is Sujal Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and my wife Daya Akbar, and sometimes we have sister Quran. And we also have an Imam, Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. He is responsible for the masjid and the grain. Then he go with other masjids and do Juma. So he's a person that's not tied down to one central location. So we're here tonight. We'd like to open up with a prayer call. Our fight time, we're only going to say it in the English language, and then we're going to move on. With the name of God, God is most gracious, and God is most gracious, and God is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask our Lord to continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not a dog who go astray, I mean. So we're going to get right on into our talk. We're going to, no delay, we're going to bring our brother, Sujal Muhammad up and let him kick off what he had to say. Okay, your mic is on. Hi, Assalamu Alaikum, Brother Sujal Muhammad.
Oh, is this the Quran?
What?
Oh, is this the Quran on?
Oh, Sister Quran on. Okay. The mic on?
Yeah, the mic is on.
Okay, the mic is on. You.
Unmute.
Assalamu Alaikum. Unmute.
He'll be at the
Masjid on Thursday. Oh, yeah, he goes to the Masjid today or Thursday. Okay, is he on or he's on already?
No, he's not on. I bet he's still at the Masjid. He'll be there at 7 o'clock.
Okay, then. Well, since you the better half, then we're going to hear from you then. You got it.
Just give me a minute, okay?
Assalamu alaikum. Give to Quran a minute. Okay.
Well, no one has indicated.
Then I'll keep up. I'll carry on this talk. With the name of God, God is most gracious and most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We want to ask Allah always show us the straight way, and that is the best way. So we are tonight to represent moving all racial image or anything that identify as God in the physical form. And we want to remove why. Because this is where all the evil and all the racism come from. This is where all the trouble that won't go away is leaning on through this problem and the lie that God got a son. So we here tonight to expose that problem and keep exposing that problem. And it's like an eraser. We keep erasing the board. Pretty soon the board will be clear. Human beings cannot get along because of this lie that God got a son. And his son is a Caucasian man. The same man who dropped bombs on Hiroshima, the same man that came and brought us over here and blamed the Arabs and everybody else for us being over here, But nobody, I know none of those people that who truly brought us over here, who was Arabs, who are African, if they know coming to a terrible place like this, I do not believe they would have sent us here. So now, since what we found out and discovered, the root of this problem is coming from racism, that racism coming from the false image of God, then we have a chance to screen this evil place out with the help of God. God do not like the evil that we is under, and he wants to remove it. And he want us to take steps to move it, and Allah would intervene. Because Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. Long as that image up in the world, long as that image in most of the churches and lots of the houses, and long as that image promoted every night on TV and movies, and that image in the music is in the neighborhood, in the billboard, long as that image is represented and sent out, we will continue all the way, along all the time, having this problem. This problem will never go away. So we're here to remove the false image of God. We're here to remove that. So we are here to ask you to help us remove the false image of God. So we appreciate your support, because God is not a man. God do not die. God is the creator of all men, and all men and women are sitting here to be tested by God. And God cannot be your image. And we can prove that. We are going to prove that.
You might say, how can we prove that? Because scripture came long time ago and spoke about this problem. Came long time ago and spoke about this problem. It said Abraham had to deal with this problem. It is because people got power and they would start dominating over the people coming from this lie that God got a son. And then people start making their own God. Oatmeal God, tree God, wolf or fox, and all the other things, creatures. Rip everything they made God. But all these things soon vanished. The river dried up. The fox died. The sun set. And so man started saying none of these things can be God. These are the handiworks, or these are the things that God provided to the earth to make us aware that he is God and God alone, and ain't nothing like God. So we here tonight, we can get rid of racism. I'm sure that guy that came on the other night, that's what he afraid of. He's afraid that we're going to move these false image of God out of the world, and they won't have no more power than the rest of us. Well, we'll all be equal in power, because we're not equal in power. African American, nothing. You can tell me about how many mansions and $1 million they got in the bank, how many cars they got in the garage, how many other little token of change, a gold change, and all that, but we own nothing as a people. And we will never own nothing as a people, because the image is for us is to make us inferior to all the other people in the world. And it works. It continues to work. But in order for this to go away and bring about some kind of equalism, make things equal, make us all human beings, all caring and respecting, loving each other, we got to move all these false image of God out of the world. They don't slip in and made a dog, four-legged dog, an animal that clean itself with his own tongue, a God. Every time you turn the TV on, there's a dog. You're walking the dog got clothes on, the dog eat at the table, the dog sleep in the same bed. You said that's freedom. I said that is hypocritical. God don't want us laying down with no animal. And a lot of things are going on that is unnatural with these animals. How do you let an animal lick a baby in the mouth when the animals had to have so many diseases to counteract the disease food that he eats? And you're going to let that animal eat, lick your baby, your two-year-old, your one-year-old in the mouth? And that's what you see on the Internet. So these people done left God. In their mind, there's no God. In their mind, they can do whatever they want to. As long as that is in place in the world, we all are in trouble with each other. And God said he would never change our condition until we change within our hearts about each other. So we have the evidence, the blueprint. We have the evidence that God is one and alone, because that makes all of us equal. God do not die, so God is nothing like we are. We have to die to go back to God. We have one day birthday. We are birthed and born in one day. We're born in the other day that we said we celebrate the birthday. It really we celebrate the life that we have because we had a birth. That's the way that goes. But God, you're talking about the birthday. You ain't got but one happy birthday, and that's the day you were born. And you got a death date waiting on you. If you're alive today, that's a death date waiting on you. That's another piece of paper that's stating that you left here. And all of us going to get one. So we said Allah is the greatest, because we're going to turn back to the one who gave us this precious life to be decent. You can't be decent when you've been lied to, when you think you ain't nothing, when you think you a nigger, when you think you a black ugly nigger. You ain't going to never be the human being God. And when you think that you white and better than anybody else, you ain't going to never be just, fair, equal, and what God created either. So we have to re-align ourselves back to what God wants us to be. If we fail to do that, then this world will be destroyed a little more. And every time you look, turn the news on, you see where a town has been washed away, a town been burned up. The snow is coming down so thick and heavy, you can't even move through that snow. Who doing that? The one who planted and made this world is doing that. And why is he doing it? He's doing it trying to teach us that it's time to come together. It's time to put down the image. It's time to show the one who gave you this life some love. When you see people on TV naked, you see the women breasts all hanging out, legs all showing, and tight clothes on, showing all the prints of their body, then this world is trying to come to an end. This world has respect for decency and respect that God put in the human being. The woman used to be a shy person. She used to be so shy she wouldn't hold that you look in her face. Now all that's gone. Took that away. Satan himself. Who is Satan? Any man and any woman that take a weak idea, think wrong, and practice wrong thinking, and tell lies. That is Satan, without a doubt. Satan is not someone that stays underground and waits on you with a pick phone. Satan the one who told you that kind of lie. He the one passed that lie down to you. Satan is any man and any woman who don't want to obey God. Why do you not want to obey God? First it starts, you don't want to obey your mama. Where that come from? Come from the TV. Come from the public school. You don't want to obey your father. Where that come from? Come from the public school. Where all these pedophiles come from? Come from the public school. Come through seeing play all these other magazines that lead you away from the respect of God and make you a pedophile. God said, whatever you do in this world, it determines what God will put you in the next. Believe it or not. Believe it, leave it, and don't believe it. That's on you. Only thing, our job here tonight is make the message clear, and that message is there's only one God, and we all going before that God, and we all going to have to give an account on how we just lived our life here on this earth. This is a temporary place to stay. It's not forever. But okay. The other place you go to, it is forever. It is from now on. You ain't coming back here no more. God don't send nobody from the grave back and to, especially a good man. Why would God send a good man back to this hell to be mistreated all over again? Why would God let a man go through that? No more than God, man died and he resurrected after they showed you he was killed. If I nail you to the cross, I didn't show you somebody that somebody killed. He didn't die. He didn't go home and fall asleep and didn't wake up no more. He was nailed to the cross. He was put through pain and agony to die. He was crucified. Who did that? They said the Jews did that. Huh? But they want to call us black. What more blacker than that? Kill a good man. And then lie on him. Say he died for all the people's sin. But you know how yet to see Christians or any other people go down to the courthouse and their friends are there for breaking the law? Or even to the divorce court. Go to the divorce court and tell the divorce lawyer, the judge, that although this person missed fornication and cheated on his wife, she's supposed to forgive him or he's supposed to forgive her because Jesus died for that sin. Do that make any sense at all? So we here tonight to bring about what makes sense and what don't make sense. What is right and what is wrong. What is good from what is bad. And we pray to Allah, God, because whatever you hear from us, all credit and all praise is due to God, not to us. We just an instrument, just a vow to let the truth come out that God has blessed us with through our great man, Washington D. Muhammad, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Clara, and Harry Tuckerman, Noble Drew R. Lee, and Booker T. Washington, on and on, Frederick Douglass. We don't have time to name all these great people that been on this earth in America who stood up and tried to make America great. We don't have time to name all these people. But all the people who lost their life, we don't know all of them anyway. So, because a lot of heroes that we have, these people that stole the Coca-Cola from us, you know, we made the first Coca-Cola. We made the first car. But that been stole the idea. That happened stolen from us. We made the first computer, but all that has been taken away from us. We made a whole lot of things, the planting of the garden, how to rotate the garden. We brought this to this country. We added this to the country that we live. We have given much. We have died in every war, fought in every war for this country. Huh? So this world or this country owed us. But they ain't about to give us reparation. They don't give to everybody but us. Why? Why? Because they use that language on us. We're black people. Ain't nothing black about my hands, my nose. I got brown eyes because God gave them to me. I got brown skin because God gave it to me to test me in. There's no white people God made anywhere on this planet Earth, and then they got some kind of disease they call. If you see a white person, you see a diseased person. God ain't made no white people. He made human beings, all of us. Then God say everything he created was good. How do we allow them to make what God created bad? Huh? Thinking wrong, eating wrong, living wrong, want to be wrong like them? That's how. Wrong like who? The enemy of God. The enemy of man. Not God. God don't have no enemies. I apologize for that. Allah does not have. The enemy is man and woman enemy. Because it's the enemy of man and woman that turn the man and woman out or turn them to do bad things. Influence, they call it. Manipulation, it called. A liar, it called. Whatever it called, it comes from some outside source, like a no good man, which scripture called a jinn. A jinn is one who is never going to bow down to God. He never going to bow down what God wants for the human family. He think he's better than what God created. He think he's better than God, really. He think God don't know what he's talking about. So let me get ready before I go any further. Forgive me for talking so much. Let me get going any further and see if there's anyone else in the queue that might want to say something. It might be Amin, might be Ibrahim Abdullah, might be Quran or whoever want to say anything. This is the time. If the young man who came on the other night and brought all that evil, we will let him talk. Well, you only get 5 minutes at a time, and then we'll speak 5 minutes at a time to rebuttal what you had to say. Because there's only one God, and Jesus is not God. You bringing that to the wrong. Jesus is not. Prophet Muhammad was never a pedophile. And any man that says that, he's been listening to Satan, or he's Satan, or he's working for Satan, because no decent man who would ever study Prophet Muhammad closely and have any ill feeling, they would love a great man. They would love this man. They would love a hero. So I have Quran back in the queue. So we're going to bring her on and let her share with her, share her experience in this world. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, my dear sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, you got it, sister. You got it.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Our brother Shuja, he's going to speak. Alhamdulillah. He came in.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I just walked in. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We it's supposed to have been on the third Thursday. I got my days mixed up. So I rushed on back home. You know, praise be to Allah. It's a few more minutes. Dr. Frank is supposed to be on, right? Assalamu alaikum.
I haven't got the word from Brother Amin yet.
Okay, Brother Amin. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Well, let's get it on. First of all, I'd like to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also bear witness and I also testify that there is no creator but one creator, just one. There's creator and there's creation. Those two things, nothing in between. There's just two things that exist. And the prominent existence is the creator. And the creation is dependent, and it's slowly deteriorating. Allah has no end and no beginning. Anything that's dependent is not greater. It dependent any kind of way. Any way you look at it, anything that's dependent is not God. You see, Allah said that he can destroy his whole creation, everything, everybody, everything. So that means that he don't need nothing in his creation. And he said he could bring in a new creation completely different from the one that he just destroyed. That's the God we believe in. That's the creator we're talking about. But Akbar's talking about, you know, the one that has no beginning and no end. And he's ever present and he's never absent. He's not coming. He's already here. He's not going. He's all over. He's everywhere. So that's the creator we're talking about. And that's the creator that Jesus was talking about when he said that if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true, but I bear witness of he that sent me. You know, God is the one that raised Jesus up. God is the one that enabled him to do miracles. You see, God is the one that enabled him to do all these things. Jesus said, on my own, I can't do nothing. And Jesus prayed to Allah. He asked his disciples, he said, watch me while I pray. Our Father. He didn't say that to his Father, my Father. He said, our Father. So I don't know. I don't understand where this young man is coming from. Other than his intention is not good. He don't have good intention. That's the only thing I can see. If he had good intention, he'd be talking, he'd be lining up right along with us and bearing witness to the truth. If he had good intention, you know. But to attack Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, that's real scary. That's a frightening thing that he did. You know, you're going to attack God's servant? The one that's right next to God? Subhanallah. I know you just can imagine how scary that is. You know. I pray that the brother, he come back and he apologize. He apologize. Because I don't want to see him get that fire. Shaitan promised Allah that he going to show Allah that they are not, that the human being is not worthy. That he going to go before him and deceive him. Come behind them and deceive them. Deceive them on their right and on their left. And God is the one that say that after I breathe my spirit in the human being, I want you to bow down to him. Give obeisance to him. And that David's going to be the inheritors. The inheritors. The caretaker of this earth, and he was going to give them power in the earth. And he asked Iblis to bow down, and Iblis said no, that I can't. And God's asking, why is it that you don't bow down? He said that because I'm better than you. Ain't that what he said? That's the Quran, you know. So the mistake that my that the Christian brother did is doing, he's not really reading and studying the grain. He'd be too afraid to come out in public and say what he said. If he read the word of God, he's not going to come out in public and say what he said. Shaitan himself ran and told the disbelievers, I see something that you don't see. He moved out. He didn't stay there. He didn't stick to his agreement. Satan said that God was his, was your Lord and my Lord and his Lord. Satan, the Satan, prays to God. He praises God. Satan problem, listen to what I'm saying, because some of you all got it wrong. Satan problem is not with God. Satan problem is with the human being. He's not trying to attack God. He's no contender for God. God don't have no components, no contenders. He don't have any. Satan knows that. But he told God, I'm going to show you that the human being is not worthy. You see? So Satan's wall is not with God. His deception is not with God. Everything he does is against you, against us, the human being. He thinks that the human being is not worthy of being the Khalifa. He thinks the human being is not worthy of having power in the land. If you give him power, he's not going to be able to handle it. That's Shaitan. Brothers and sisters, we got to get ready, because it's time for our young people to step forward. And Allah is my witness. I'm going, every chance I get, I'm going to help push them forward. The young folks, the future generation. You see, and all that good work that is done by Sister Mohsen and my brother and his husband and her children, all praises is due to Allah. And all that good work that is done by, all praises due to Allah. He's pushing hard. So I'm going to push hard too. I'm pushing hard on the image. Now don't get envy and jealous. You know, we ain't going to never stop pushing the image. That ain't going to never happen. We ain't going to never stop pushing the image. That's the main problem. Imam Wahid Muhammad said there ain't no problem bigger than or greater than images in religion. That's the main problem, brothers and sisters. If we don't deal with that, ain't nothing going to happen if we don't deal with that. All the prophets dealt with false worship. And Allah said that that's one of the sins that he don't forgive. So we're not gonna lighten up on that. The prophets didn't. They didn't. So why should we? Why should we come before the people and say that we done arrived? We are successful now. There's no more racism. There's no more false worship. You be lying. That means that you done surrendered to Shaitan. Satan's biggest fear, brothers and sisters, his biggest fear is to see us step in our rightful place. And that's talking about establishing business. That's what they're talking about. Because if you establish businesses and we support the businesses, then it's going to consume everything that they faking out there. Because they don't have the real thing, they faking. They faking out there with them false plums, with them false peaches, false tomatoes, grapes that don't have no seeds in them, watermelons that don't have no seeds. They out there faking. They're just faking, brother. And when you put the real thing out there, they're going to consume everything that they fake.
Right.
And they know that's the truth. Shaitan know that. Shaitan know the war is with us. But he thought that, see, his thing was, he thought that we wasn't going to never learn how to fight him. And we wouldn't if it wasn't for Imam YBD Muhammad. Imam taught us how to fight him. He said, fight him in his scheme. Shuja, Agba, Quran, Dair, fight him in the scheme. That's what the Imam told us. So that's where we coming from. That's it. That's the way we coming at it. You see, his scheme is to give you a bad curriculum. His scheme is to misplace your values. His scheme is to get you dealing with something that deal with number three. Rather than dealing with number one. What's on number three? That's the most important thing. Which number three and number two is important. But you should be working on number one. So that's how he's coming there. He's coming there with a whole lot of deception. He's slick. So every time we can, I'm telling you, I'm going, just like Sister Dyer did, I'm going to relax and sit down and bring the plan to you. I'm going to bring it to you. You know, just take my time and bring it to you. And the people's going to see that. They're going to feel that. They're going to bear witness to that truth. They're going to know it's right. It's right. You know, we got to set things up and get ready for the future. Or else we're not going to have the future. We ain't going to have no future. You see? So that's got to be one of our movements, brothers and sisters. Is to do what is is very important and very serious. You know, we don't never stop dealing with the main problem, but also deal with things that are real serious that affect us in the sense where if we don't deal with it, we won't have no power. See, our power lies in whether or not our young people get rich. You see, they start making money off of this. And see, that ain't, now they gonna have a struggle because some people get money, they can't have it. You see, when some people get money, then you gonna see how they get money. So we got another job. We got to work with them. We got to slow their work with them. So no. You can't. You say you was gonna do this here. That's the truth. You know, you're on the right road. Don't try to. You know, don't start giving people cucumber and you're supposed to be giving tomato. You know, so we're gonna have to be there reminding. Like the Quran said, if it wasn't people checking the earth, he said the earth would be full of mischief. You see, so we got to be tactful, but we got to pull the coat. You know, don't get to setting up business, ever doing things, and running all over people, disrespecting your brother. You know, so we had to talk to our young folks. We had to let them know that we done seen this happen before. The same thing that you trying to pull was the same thing that we came together and pulled down. You don't want to make that mistake. You see, stay in your lane. Don't get out your lane. Don't get out your orbit. You burning bright, but you gonna destruct. Stay in your orbit. So we had to come to our young folks and let them know that you're doing good, but don't let it get to your head. You're gonna have other brothers and sisters that are gonna be doing good, and some of them might outshine you. Allah said He blesses whom He pleases. At the time He pleases. Your time is coming up. Just because people ain't calling your name, you know, they're gonna call it. You have to get ready. So we're gonna have to deal with all that. We know about all that. We know about all that. You know. So we had to let them know. That at this point, you should be working closely with your family. You name them and getting them together. Your children, getting them together. Let your children know more about what you're doing. Your children don't know nothing about what you're doing. And you're doing something good. Let your mother and your father know. You know? There's a whole lot of things that a person ain't doing and can be doing, especially when they're doing good. So we had to check. We had to check them and make sure they coming forward with the best. We as Muslims, we come forward with the best. We seek to perfect a thing. Mm-hmm. We perfect it. You know, ain't nobody going. If somebody brings them out as good as we brought it, then all praise is due to Allah. But that's our movement. we seek to perfect it. And in order to perfect the thing, we got to do it. We got to do it over and over and over and over.
That's right.
You know, so it ain't nothing just real simple. It's something that we gonna have to give ourselves to, and be serious and truthful about it. You know, you can just imagine doing what Allah asks you to do. You're going to see. Your eyes are going to come open. You know.
No.
You're going to see things that you hadn't seen before. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to yield. We thank Allah for this opportunity. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of Aysalam and Ankum.
Well, they can't your name. Okay, Alhamdulillah. Well, Diane, you see someone else to thank you, Brother Sujah, for the excellent Talim.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, bro. I was sitting up out there fired up.
A long way, bro. Oh, boy, I believe that. Alhamdulillah.
Allah
Akbar. Allah Akbar. You see anybody else? You see anybody else in the queue? You want to read some or you want to?
No, I don't see anyone, but we can ask if anyone would like to.
Anyone else like to add to what they say?
Oh, my wife, she wants to say something. Crazy.
Okay, I'm going to bring her on.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
What I want to say is that what I was thinking, that was one of the, another thing, something else that, how that image affect us is, and what I'm going to show you how that image affected us another way too. What is the first law of nature?
Self-preservation.
The first law of nature. That's right. That's right. Self-preservation. That's right. And they said any living thing, that's the first thing they want to do is they protect themselves. And so what happened to us is that taking it, they have, when they see that image, it's like they have taken that right from us. That's trying to take that right from us and for us to be self-defense and protecting ourselves. Just think about it. A lot of times you see a lot of our brothers when I'm just saying this because even myself, you know, even myself one time, I saw that where, no, I'm not going to harm this Caucasian. Or, you know, I'm not going to harm. I see how they felt it. I never felt it, but I see how they felt it. I'm not going to harm this Caucasian, and it's because of that image. Mm-hmm. Some of them thinking that, and they're afraid because I said to myself, how could you go out there, the brothers go out there, our young brothers go out there and call themselves gangsters, and when they see that Caucasian, they have a gun, they drop the gun, and they run.
Like
and they run, and that's something I'm saying. A real gangster person that have no fear. If you point a gun at them, they're gonna point a gun at you, and they don't care who it is. You have that right to protect yourself, and that's one thing I see that they have put that fear into our people is that you don't have that right. You can't kill a Caucasian. You can't kill a Caucasian. You can go and kill your own people, and you know, but you're not going to kill a Caucasian. And that's one thing I see that they have that fear. And also, I wanted to say about that. About that young brother is just what that problem that was Satan, because just think about it. When did they start talking that kind of talk? They start talking that kind of talk when they first want to start legalizing abomination. They know that they done put another weak spot right there on Christianity. Christianity already was weak, and now they weaken it more. And so, what do you do? They always see when they want to do wrong. When you do wrong, you pray to somebody else. See, you doing it. You doing it too. So what could you say? So they just want to justify what they're doing. That's all that is. Just Satan just want to try to justify that the weakness that they don't put up in Christianity. They got pastors, homosexuals up there, and that's a shame right there. That's a shame before God. Because I know some bona fide Christians, and I never heard them. If they didn't know one thing, I was telling my husband, I said, if they didn't know one thing, they know that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, they know one thing, that he was a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't talk about the man. You don't talk about any God's servants like that. Alhamdulillah. That's all I wanted to say. Alhamdulillah.
You know what, Sister Quran, if I might, Brother Akbar, I just want to contribute some of what Sister Quran just said. You're so right, Sister Quran. And I do believe that the guest that came on the other night came in piercing the sides of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I know he probably, as we see right now, is trembling in his boots, because he knows the chastisement is coming. He's got all of the negative, it seems like, or he's been picking out some negatives to say and to lash out against Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was a man of great character and an example for all of the people. You know what I'm saying? A good example for all of the people. So now, for him to say something like he said, and the way he was downing and the way he was accusing and making false accusations, it's no way that I'm sure. There's no way he's resting at night. There's no way that he's finding peace and not looking over his shoulders every time he walks down the street. It's no way that he's not.
Let me say something. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to just say something. Go ahead.
No, just go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Let me say something else that he contradicts himself, because guess what he said? He said, in the Quran, he said, how could you prove that Prophet Muhammad is a prophet? But we already know about Jesus and Moses and Noah, because in the Quran he spoke of them in the Holy Quran, so we know that they are prophets. So I said, now he contradicts himself.
Yeah.
I said. I said to myself, I said, now he said that he know that they are prophets because he mentioned their name. Prophet Muhammad mentioned their name.
So
that's what I'm saying. So I just said, listen to what he said. I said, he contradicted his own self.
Yeah.
Right. And so he know that was a man of God. And alhamdulillah, you're right. He's probably trimming his boots right now, asking if he ain't doing nothing else, he should be on his knees asking Allah to forgive him.
Yeah.
Forgive him
right.
For saying such things. But that was Satan, you know what Satan, that's his job, right? Try to be his job to prove that man ain't worthy. Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, he's a lot of things that he was checked behind him as far as hadiths and which pages and chapters or something he was saying that were not even in the hadith, Bukhari, Muslim, were not even in the
hadith. Alhamdulillah, people got bad intention, and that's what his intention was, seen bad. He didn't give no justification for saying that. He come to attack Prophet Muhammad, and he thought that we was gonna just lie down and let him do so. No, we won't let nobody attack Christ Jesus like that, or Moses, or Abraham. Matter of fact, we are told that we are to protect the house of the Christians. If somebody tried to destroy a house of the Christian, we are to protect that house.
custodians of faith.
Right. So that's the Muslim stand. You know, that's our stand. Imam, Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessings be upon him, when the believers wanted to attack some of the infidel, and Prophet told them, they're not out. We don't follow them. What they did, we don't repeat it. We don't follow what they did. We are the best. So we don't follow what they did. What they did was wrong. We don't follow that was right. So that's what we have to see.
You know another thing, so too, the MWD Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, said for us, too, okay, accept challenges, but use the challenges as opportunities. Take the challenges and use them as opportunities. You know, so I'm wondering what it was that he was trying to prove. What was it that he was trying to prove when he was saying all these things, which I'm sure he knew. He was just picking us to find out how much we knew. Because in the first place, he kept on asking us, you guys are Muslim, right? You guys are Muslim, right? You know, and we never said not one thing except for you, Brother Akbar. You said, we're human beings. We're Muslims first, but we're also human beings, you know. So he didn't know, he couldn't come back with anything, you know, with that to contradict that or to say, no, you're still not saying you're Muslim. You know, he's talking about coming religious. Why? You know, he was wanting you to say, no, yes, I'm a Muslim. I'm not a Christian. I guess he wanted you to say that, you know. But
yeah, one thing that we didn't let him do, and I think that was one of his main objections, was to say that and which he couldn't say it, that because we said that Jesus is not the Son of God, that we are attacking him.
Mm-mm. You couldn't say that.
We proved that we weren't attacking Jesus when we said that he's not the Son of God.
Mm-mm.
You know, we're coming to Jesus' defense.
Right.
You know, we're saying that Jesus is the righteous prophet of God.
Mm-hmm.
But what he claims Jesus is an attack on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that he's God's son. That's an attack on Jesus. The reason I say it's an attack is because of what the Quran says.
It's blasphemy.
When God asked him. Yeah, Jesus said, never think I said those things. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Alhamdulillah. But I want to say one thing. Isn't that a tafsir that stated, and correct me, you know, that every human being that is born, you're born a Muslim, and when they take on being atheists and idol worshippers, is by faith.
Well,
that I don't know. Did I say that correctly?
Well, everything in creation is Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And a Muslim is anything that willingly submit their will to do God's will. Everything in creation does that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the point that Sister Quran was making, and she said that it's the environment.
Right, they change.
That makes them other than submitting their will to God. It's their environment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, so they had to be able to, all the Muslim had to do a whole lot of dawah in that environment. So the people that don't know about God, And we be able to put that knowledge in the environment, and then they can make decisions.
Right.
When there's no decision to make, they can be influenced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
And it's the environment that makes you other than a Muslim.
Right. And brother, you said she asked for a tap seer, if there's any proof inside of the tap seer, I guess, of MWD Muhammad. The only tap seer I know of could be the Imam W.D. Muhammad's Quranic translation, you know, himself, because mm-hmm. it is supposed to be finished now. And I think Imam Donnell Kareem has stated on the Lifeline that it was, you could call him and he could get you a copy or make sure you got a copy or tell you the necessities to go how, you know, to go about getting a copy of Imam W.D. Muhammad's Quran. And that's the only place I think that it could possibly be. You know, just go on. So try that.
Oh, what you were saying? What you were saying, Sister Dahia?
You asked if there was any type seer that stated that. Oh goodness! You asked for a tap seer. Did anybody know of a tap seer where we could find the information?
No. I said there was a tap seer, and I was asking, ensuring that I was there. That was a tap seer, and I was just asking, you know, from. Correct me if I had stated something wrong, you know, that I heard that every human being was born as Muslim.
Oh, I see.
It was born Muslim, yeah. And then, like you just said, their environment and their faith is what, since God gave you that free will, then that's what changes. They change that.
Yeah.
But by
yeah.
nature, you are Muslim.
Right. Everybody's born Muslim. Right. Okay, I concur. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I agree with that. I have read that before.
That.
I thought you were asking if there's proof anywhere, you know, of it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
And see what they're doing. What is they're doing right now? And they're breaking the Christians. They're breaking. I'm not saying all of them, but those that are, they are breaking the Ten Commandments. And see, that's what they're breaking. It's one thing they say, they break the Ten Commandments, like commandment number 2, thou shalt not make unto thee any grave images. They're breaking the Ten Commandments with abomination. So that is what they're doing. And then they're putting it on Paul. See, that's what they said, that Paul changes things. And then all you have to do is ask them, do you believe in God? They say yes, and then you ask them, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, and then tell them the part where that what God says and what Jesus said, that you don't change nothing. You can't, Jesus didn't come to change anything. Alhamdulillah.
So
what was it
that he came for? What was his mission then?
Mm-hmm. Who? What was Jesus' mission?
Right. He didn't come to
that's
change.
That's what you asking?
He didn't. Yes, I'm asking you
he ain't come to change anything. He didn't come to. Oh yeah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh yeah, I thought you was asking the question. Alhamdulillah. That's right.
Came to
fulfill. He didn't come to change anything.
No, he didn't
that's
come
right.
to change.
That's what he said.
To fulfill.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
So she was going along with what you
said. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I just misunderstood. Alhamdulillah. You're right.
Communication.
And then I found out that even, and then that trick, there's another trick that Satan trying to play is that, and then because our children don't know that, you know, that we honor the Ten Commandments. And it's also in the Holy Quran. And so that was, I was writing something, I was writing down the Ten Commandments. And then in the Ten Commandments, I was finding each thing that says the Ten Commandments, that's also in the Holy Quran. Also. Yeah, and then I'm going to break it, alhamdulillah.
What did you put together?
Oh, that's I'm gonna use the start of the newsletter for the newsletter. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, yeah. Not the Luther newsletter.
Yeah, no, this is what I want to say. This is what I want to say. See, when they stop bringing the Ten Commandments, when they stop putting up the Ten Commandments, you know, what they also, that's the law of Moses, what they do also, they bring about a disunity. But this is how you bring about unity, is that this is how you bring about unity. The ones that believe in God, Allah, the Almighty God, Allah, who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything that exists. When you tell that to any Christians or to any believers, they're going to say, Amen. Everyone I say that to, they say, Amen. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Quran. We have Brother Amin that's on, and he has indicated that he has a statement. We'd like to bring him in. If you're done, Sister Quran.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks for you.
If we say Bismillah, Rahman Rahim, with God's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, all. I was listening to that, you know, now that day, it was Monday, that's an archive. You know, y'all can look it up. You know, Monday was what, the 25th? Monday the 25th? Yeah, you can listen to it, and I was listening to it, and he was saying that he's from North Africa. I didn't catch his name.
He didn't
he's
give
from
it
from North Africa.
Yes,
oh, is that right? Yeah, and he said he's from North Africa, so that's Morocco or Libya or something. You know, they got Christians. In fact, they have a guy on the TV named Benny something. I think he's from North Africa too. And what else did he say that I picked up? I can't think of it now. But he said, "You African Americans." That's what he said. "You African Americans." In other words, what they after us? What we ain't supposed to be woke. People don't expect us to be woke. And then, you know, if we woke, they want to know who woke you up and try to put us to sleep again. They know, all praise be to Allah. Where do we get this knowledge from? Where do we get this fire from? Where do we get this dedication, from? You know what I mean? Because, yeah, he said, you African-Americans, something. And you know what I mean? He's angry. He's mad. He's mad because we don't follow the door. I picked that up. I'm gonna listen to it again because it's all y'all is quite effective. Sister Quran, Shuja, Akbar. Everybody's giving him the truth, giving it to him, and I think, I think he's getting it. I think I heard somebody say, he wants to be taught. He wants to be taught. He knows that something is wrong, mm-hmm. what I mean, that he's been misled. And he's gonna try right to the end though, to see are we for real? Alhamdulillah. So, if y'all want to listen to it, you just dial it up. What is it, October 25th? Message of Concern, Blog Talk Radio. That'll get it. And listen to it if you're interested.
Okay.
And, alhamdulillah. So I turn it back over to you. I didn't really have a whole lot to say. Just that right there.
Yeah, he was trying to pick us to see how much we knew, because then he wanted to know if we would profess to being that we are Muslim. He wanted to hear it from us that yes, we're Muslim. Our religion is El Islam, because we haven't said that he was Muslim. He didn't say he was Muslim, you know, and he did confess to being Christian, and he did, like you say he came from North Africa, you know, and he just couldn't understand. And they spoke that black slaves, you know, were over there, and how the Muslim Arabs come in and enslave the black complected people there. And not, he didn't mention the Caucasians or the lighter skin complexion people.
Well, I heard Sister Karan, kind of giving him the explanation. He says, I think Sister Karan was saying to him that the slavery that was practiced over in the East is nothing like this chattel slavery we was under.
Yeah.
You know, they broke up our families and then raped our people and everything, and then sold families down the stream and didn't care. You know, and then all that lynching and brutality. You know,
right.
And when she was explaining that to him, he was quiet. He know the truth.
Yeah,
he know that's the truth.
Yeah,
he knew that was the truth. Alhamdulillah.
He knows the truth.
Yeah.
And so it's a different type of slave.
Yeah.
That was here in America than that during the time of the prophet. Because the prophet said that you got to give them food that you eat,
that's
clothes
right.
that you wear, you know.
Right.
So this is a different type of, this is a different type of slavery, you know.
Right.
But you know, a person like that, you can't bring them the truth because they don't like the truth.
That's right.
They don't like the truth. You know, because their intention, their intention is to attack and accuse, you know. So, alhamdulillah. But praise be to Allah, brothers and sisters, inshallah, tomorrow, you know, last Friday, I was trying to bring on Dr. Frank Ugda, and I'm on the lifeline. But tomorrow I'm bringing him on, so inshallah, I'll ask y'all to tune in.
Be attentive, okay. Alhamdulillah, thanks for telling us.
Yes, everybody tune in. Yeah. So I'm gonna have some of his teaching, and have some of Brother Amin, the positive aspect of everything, and kind of bring it together. And we're going to be dealing with the young folks.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
You know, they had a write-up thing. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Sucha. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that he was, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to mention what was in the, not Facebook, but LinkedIn, you know, I'm into LinkedIn with the business and all that kind of stuff. But Brother Sam Shadeen, the one that has the
Sam
Fish
Shadeen.
Supreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has
My
another.
Friend. Yeah.
He has another business that he's launching in, I think he said Charlotte, North Carolina.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's the same thing. It's like with the lamb burgers and the... the burger to Saudi Arabia, also to Saudi Arabia, huh? Yeah, his son.
Waleed, his son?
Waleed, Sham Shadeen,
Yeah.
So he's opening up another one now, a new one in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's already took it to Saudi Arabia. He's speaking on his franchise. You know, that he's asking for, you know, and promoting. So I had congratulated him, you know, and then it was freedom. He mentioned about the freedom that, that you have to do this. I had commented in his post also before when he said he had traveled to all 50 states. He's traveled all over the country and whatever, and he decided to do business with Africa. And I don't remember exactly which part of Africa, but he decided to do business with Africa, and he realized what Africa's value was. They have the gems there. They have the diamonds there on their own turf. I mean, you know, in their own soil. You know what I'm saying? And ground and mines and all this sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like gold mines. So now I said, well, maybe that's why it was mentioned before, and I posted it. Maybe that's why it was mentioned before, that if the earth is overcrowded, overpopulated, and they want to eliminate people, and they're going to start with Africa first. I said maybe that's why they want to start with Africa first, because they know and realize the gems and what its value is over there, and what it consists of, the land. You know what I'm saying? And then if they kill them off over there, then they won't have to worry about having to pay for anything. They can just take it. You know what I'm saying? And I mentioned that. So this time I mentioned, too, about the children, when you mentioned something about freedom, and I was saying how the children need us, you know, and that we have to save our children. And he responded to that as, yes, you know, something like that. That's as far as I want to take that right now, but I'm just letting you know what's going on as far as the children on LinkedIn, where the businesses are, and so they know about me wanting to promote Save the Children, and, you know, and the youth, and give them something to tell them the truth, you know, so they'll know the true history, the current history, as well as the past, you know, and about themselves and about their lives. So I just wanted to mention that. And everybody's got a lot of response from people about that. So on LinkedIn, the children, the business, call it the business page of the Internet, they know where I stand with that.
I'm on Xbox.
And he's instrumental with that too. He's very instrumental.
Yeah, well, in the morning, I'll be at 8 o'clock. I'll be heading up to the Sister Claire Muhammad School and addressing the young people there at the school. They invited me a couple of weeks ago when I went. They invited me to come back, and I always. I had some always come up, so I'm going up back up this week and keep my commitment to come to talk to the students at least once a week on Friday. You know, I was trying to get Brother Ewing to go with me. He said he'd go with me, but he's having some his family got some sickness in it he's working with, so I don't know where he's gonna be go with me tonight. So that's good. I look
what your focus is with the children.
Oh, there's a mind of them. They and also make them aware of the sacrifices that the people made for them to be where they are today. And they're sitting in a classroom that's free from a whole lot of things. They're not, you know, free from in public school. They are blessed. And they should be very thankful for the opportunity that God has blessed them with. That's all in mind. I talked to them last time. They really love it. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Cool. So, Sujai, you got something to do with that?
Yeah, someone
else?
There's somebody, a guest, that wants to come on, Brother Sujai, after you, maybe.
They can come on.
Okay.
I come on after you.
Yes, sir. Okay, area code 323. Last four digits is 1024. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, this is a bit of a shot here in Los Angeles. Good to talk to my brothers and sisters again. You know, referring to back with the, you know, the caller there, that Caucasian Christian, you know, I think one of the things, too, that I think may be bothering him is that, you know, what's taking place in the world, he sees, is the spread of Allah's religion, the true religion of Islam. Now, he knows, you know, all of the Middle East is Muslim, even though there's a lot of fitna going on. But all of the Middle East is Muslim, and he's looking at Africa, and, you know, there's Islam all over Africa, and it's spreading, you know, in many different parts of Africa. And now he's looking at also Europe. They have already announced that, you know, Islam is the predominant and going to be the predominant faith in all of Europe very soon. And the birth rate of the Muslims are more than the birth rate of the Caucasians, you know.
Yeah.
And
he's
now, you know, he sees that this deen of Allah is spreading all over the world, and then he's looking at us here, you know, the African-Americans. We're not buying their, you know, chicory. You know, we're making that manifest, that you know, that white boy that they got painted with a, you know, blonde hair and blue eyes, you know. We reject that.
Absolutely.
He's tripped out there. And really, if you look at in certain places, in Mexico and in South America, you know, if they have masjids going up. They have problems, of course, with the drug trade and all that, but they do have Islam spreading there too, you know. I looked at a little, kind of like a little documentary, and it was about a place in Mexico. In Mexico, where the people, they were indigenous people, but they had converted to Islam, and, you know, they had built a masjid. I think they converted their church to a masjid, or built a masjid, and they have an Islamic school there. And, you know, they're indigenous people, you know, from Mexico, and it's spreading all over the world. And the man is just really, I think he's just all upset, because you see that the technology is coming to an end.
Yes,
and he just can't deal with it.
That's a good conclusion. That's easily can be a reality. You know, they playing and Allah playing. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, I see that.
All over the world. Australia, too. Australia, strong Islamic movement in Australia.
Now, that big old image is in Brazil, on top of that mountain.
Oh, yeah. They got that. But inshallah, maybe Allah will send an earthquake to knock that down.
Because one in the world,
it just fall over. I hear you. Hello, Egba.
Alhamdulillah. So he sees his world of falsehood just crumbling and coming to an end, and, you know, can't deal with it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And can't stop it. Alhamdulillah, brother. When Allah start doing things like that, brother, that's like getting in front of one of them 150 mile an hour train. That's like getting in front of one of them. You can't stop that.
No, not at all.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar. So I, you know, alhamdulillah. You know, I was going to say, I talked to my son Tariq, and he was telling me, he's a dad. He said, "Me and Khalil is Sister Halima's son, and you know they're good friends. All they were raised up together. You know, they're in a part of Georgia. You know, Tariq is working with Khalil and putting together the curriculum for the young folks.
What is that noise?
Putting together the, huh?
I said, what's that noise?
I don't know. Somebody eating. Maybe that's Satan eating.
I was just getting out the car. I guess make a lot of noise. I'm bumping on stuff. I'm sorry.
I'm doing a lot.
Did you want me to close your mic?
No. I mean, I'll do it myself.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot. And you're making a good point. You know, every time we hear noise like that, and sometimes it don't be nobody intentionally trying to do something.
Yeah, I understand.
You know? Yeah.
Listen, Nicole. Okay.
Yeah, well, we try to make the fire as hard as we can for Satan.
Right.
not for somebody that ain't doing nothing wrong, but for Satan, we try to make it hot as we can.
Right.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah showed me this. When Abraham was in the fire, and the fire didn't burn him.
Mm-hmm.
Allah told the fire to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the understanding that the fire is not all bad. And then I looked at the tafsir of the Imam, you know, I came to the conclusion that the fire is doing something good, and the fire is burning up the enemy, you know, that fire that is happening now, the Imam said that the fire, when it's fired up, he said it makes the gases go to the gases, and the solids go to the solids, and the liquid go to the liquids. You know, so the fire purified.
Mm-hmm.
Purified. I think that was the point. One of the points that was made in the Quran when Abraham was in the fire. It's purified, you know. And so I'm looking at the fire as not being, I see some good in the fire. I see that the fire can bring about some good. And also I really believe that the fire, the reason that we went through the fire, through slavery, I'm calling slavery the fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason we went through it, and there was another means of purification.
Mm-hmm.
Because it brought some sharp leaders out of that fire. You know, I think if we look at it from the standpoint of what God can do, then we can see the beauty in it.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. Let me tell you about the fire also. He said the fire and the heat.
We all have time. Can we have five minutes or so? Because it has already said we're supposed to be off. Okay.
I just want to say this right here. They said the fire and human beings share is something that they share. They both take in oxygen and give out carbon dioxide.
Like green plants do the same thing.
Alhamdulillah. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray.
I mean, Allah. Brother Suja, just closed out with the different thing.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to see you all Friday, Saturday.
Inshallah. Hey, shalom. Alhamdulillah. We see you tomorrow morning. Inshallah. Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, we'll see you in the morning. Yeah, shalom.
We see y'all in the morning. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
I say in the name.
Alhamdulillah.
Stay safe.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, yeah.